This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice to People News Bulletin. Pope Francis has called on every Catholic parish, religious community, monastery, and sanctuary in Europe to shelter refugees fleeing death from war and hunger, adding that the Vatican's two parishes would lead the way by taking in two families. President Obama signed an executive order requiring federal contractors to provide up to 7 days of paid sick leave a year, benefiting 300,000 workers. A New Mexico workers organization called Somos is having success by organizing worker committees in difficult-to-unionized workplaces to qualify for concerted activity protection under the National Labor Relations Act. The Teachers Pay Teachers website has about 1.7 million lesson plans, quizzes, worksheets, classroom activities, and other items available, typically for less than $5. Last month alone, more than 1 million teachers in the U.S. downloaded material, including free and fee-based products from the site. A Lake Charles teacher has sold more than $1 million in Common Core lesson plans. Wow. Those who seek advice are perceived as more competent than those who do not, according to a recent paper from Harvard professors. In an investigation involving guns and drugs, the Justice Department obtained a court order this summer demanding that Apple turn over, in real time, text messages between suspects using iPhones. Apple's response, its iMessage system was encrypted and the company could not comply. Government officials had warned for months that this type of standoff was inevitable as technology companies like Apple and Google embraced tougher encryption. 1,262 companies filed the required disclosures on their use of so-called conflict minerals. 90% of those companies, including Microsoft, Apple, GE, and Ford Motor, said they also might be using tainted supplies. Party City, a very interesting company, landed near the bottom of a list compiled by Tulane University researchers that ranked the company's compliance records in this area, while giants like Microsoft achieved perfect scores. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.